A donation page has been set up for four Indiana children hit by a truck at a bus stop. Three of the kids, six-year-old twins, twin boys Xavier and Mason Ingle, and their nine-year-old sister Olivia Stahl, died after being struck by that truck. The fourth child, 11-year-old Maverick Lowe, was airlifted to a hospital in Fort Wayne. According to his GoFundMe page, this is pretty sad. He's going to require multiple surgeries, and he may never walk again. He suffered broken ribs, a busted kneecap, fractures in his arms and wrist. His leg is in pins and rods holding it together. He had plastic surgery already to put his face back together, too. I mean, it's just sad.
Jeez.
He has slipped discs in his spine by his neck. So far, $16,000 out of $45,000 has been raised just because there's going to be a lot of medical bills. This is not going to be quickly healed. Nearly $50,000 of the $100,000 goal for the family that lost three children has been raised. If you want more information about the GoFundMe for either one of those, go to the Need to Know News blog on our website. I will put that link up there in just a second.
You know, a lot of people are roasting that driver that killed them and everything, saying like, well, how could she go to work after? But then I'm reading reports that, you know, and this is not confirmed, but like supposedly maybe she worked or works at a church and her husband also works at a church. And so when the police showed up to arrest her, she was like praying in this church. She wasn't like working like an office or something. Well, so I don't really know what's going on with her. They've like not really given us any information about that. But I think that it may not be like she just went and did, you know, her normal job as a nurse, for example.
No, she stayed at the scene. She stayed there, and yeah, she prayed. They did release her. Like, it was not a hit and run. The cops, like, said, okay, you're free, you know, free to go right now. And then they ended up charging her after that. But yeah, she went to the church. So it's a tough situation. They're actually, as of today, moving that bus stop. There's been so many complaints, but that spot where it was hit, because they just say it's kind of around a dangerous corner. So
yeah,
our
the
thoughts
thing
and
is,
prayers to the family.
It, you know, when we get more information, then we'll know more. But it's like, at least if this was an accident, truly just a total, you know, for one split second, she wasn't paying attention or looked away or whatever, you know what I mean? And wasn't like texting or something, because then I feel like she is responsible. But if it was genuinely like her eyes just moved for a second or something, that is, her life is also over. You know, she's going to prison. That's also sad.
No doubt.
It's all sad, the whole thing.
You know what? If you got candy from trick-or-treating last night and you're like, what am I going to do with this junk? Well, good news for you. You can trade in that nasty Halloween candy. Reese's is introducing a vending machine that turns all those suckers, candy corn, and that nasty orange and black bubble wrapper stuff into delicious Reese's peanut butter cups. All you got to do is just dump a handful of the undesirable candies into this Halloween candy converter. It'll hook you up. It's stocked with 10,000 Reese's peanut butter cups. Oh, I guess there is bad news, though. There's only one machine, and it's in New York City.
Oh, see, why do they always get everything?
I don't know. Why can't Indy get something here? Forget Amazon. Give me this Reese's thing. That's what I want. Let's see here. How does Taco Thursday sound to everybody in the room here? Arriba.
Taco Tuesday has a better ring to it.
All right, well, how about a free taco? Are you down with that producer pork chop?
Always.
Okay, good. I was like, where's the response from everybody? Yep, Boston Red Sox player Mookie Betts stole second base during the first inning of Game 1 of the World Series. Gosh, that feels like forever ago. Scoring everyone in America a free Doritos Locos taco today from 2 to 6. Bring on the Cool Ranch. I can't stand that nacho cheese. And finally, we need more people like Papa Joe here. I don't know if you've seen this viral photo yet, but I'll put it on the Need to Know News blog so you can. But it's captured the hearts of everyone around the world. A woman named Natasha showed up to a medical facility and saw a woman holding a sleeping baby in her arm. That woman was then handed one of those medical forms. You know, they give you like, hey, fill out this page. It's like, oh my gosh. It's like a little medical novel here. So she was trying to hold the baby that was sleeping in one arm, then trying to like hold the clipboard on her knee and, you know, writing things down, filling out the paperwork. And this man like walked over and said, hey, you know, I can hold the baby for you while you fill that out. So it's such a cute photo. Like the baby's just passed out, like almost like it's praying on its knees, like on the guy's leg, like just leaning forward into him. And the guy's almost kind of like rocking and sleeping too. And then you can see the mom in the photo. They blurred her face out. She is filling out the paperwork. And it's such a basic thing. This isn't like groundbreaking things here. But the mom said, wow, that is so nice of you. And the man contacted Natasha, the lady that put this photo up online, later after hearing about the post. And he told her, you know what? That's just who I am. I never thought about race or color because he was a white guy. The baby was black. The mom was black. He said, all children I know call me Papa Joe. So way to go, Papa Joe. You can see everything with the Need to Know News online on our website. Go check that out.